From Southwark News for March the 28th, a pub that survived the Blitz, punk rock and developers. For many years, the Ivy House was called the Newlands Tavern, fleetingly becoming the Stuart Arms in the 1980s and 90s before receiving its current name. For about 90 years, the pub was in the hands of only two families. The 1871 census lists a Thomas Dickerson, beer housekeeper, Newlands Tavern, the first of four Dickersons to run the place. The family's association with the pub came to an end in the early 1920s, when it was taken over by Edgar Rhodes. After his death in 1941, his wife Elizabeth ran the pub until 1958. At some time during the Rhodes tenure, the pub was rebuilt. The architect was A. E. Sewell, Truman Brewery's prolific in-house architect, who operated in the 1920s and early 1930s. The Ivy House owes its rather lonely situation at the brow of Stuart Road, Slight Hill, to a German V1 bomb that crashed into the adjoining row of shops in the afternoon of July the 1st, 1944, killing 17 people. All the shops were destroyed or damaged beyond repair. When the war ended, the celebration party was held in the pub, the surviving physical heart of the community. Music and dance was often on the agenda throughout the 1950s and 60s. However, it wasn't until 1972 that the Newlands really took off as a music venue, when the brewery offered a lease to Reg and Sue Fentiman, a young music-loving couple. By the time they left in 1976, the pub had played host to such notables as Elvis Costello, Joe Strummer, Ian Dury, Dr. Feelgood, Hugh Cornwell and Graham Parker. By 1986, the main part of the pub was shut off. The only bit remaining open was the West Bar. New drinkers at the pub had no idea that the rest of the downstairs was full of the architectural wonders that led to its National Heritage Grade 2 listing entry, describing it as having an unusually high level of surviving original features and fittings, forming a largely complete 1930s interior.